Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said quite often, religion is like soap. Those who need it most use it the least. We appreciate the opportunity of Bible study again today. Very glad you're listening. We hope you tell others about the program. Now let's get back to our study, and we've been talking about warnings that are given in the Bible. The Bible is a book of warnings. There are things that are there that tell us, be careful. Don't do these things, or maybe these are the things to do. But very clearly, the Bible gives us warnings. When we come across words like take heed or beware, we know that following is going to be a warning that can help us in living the Christian life. Well, the reason for warnings is so that we might listen to them and profit from them. Paul talked about that in Romans 15 and verse 4 when he talked about the things that had previously occurred and things that had been written about those of old time who faithfully serve God. And he says these things are written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Why is it then that we have the warnings in the Bible and we urge people to read their Bibles daily? The answer is because there are warnings there, and we can listen to the warnings and we can profit from what was done by people in time gone by as they made the right decisions or as they made the wrong decisions. So we were looking at warnings in the Bible, and we had begun with the third chapter of the book of Genesis. In this chapter, we have man, after being created, being placed in the garden, and God giving unto him the parameter of what he was able to do. Of all of the fruit that is in the garden, he was told that he might eat, with this exception, the fruit of good and evil. And in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. There's the warning given. Did man listen to the warning? No, he listened to Satan. And Satan said, you're not going to surely die. It's not going to happen. But very clearly, Satan was deceiving and telling people the wrong thing. Well, do you learn anything from the transgression of Adam and Eve in the very beginning? They were told, here's what you're to do, here's the law, and they went off on their own and transgressed the law that God gave. That's when we come to the New Testament and begin reading about the conditions under the Old Testament. We're told in Hebrews chapter 2, beginning with verse 1, that we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression, there's our word, isn't it? Every transgression received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Now let's go back and look at it again. The writer of the Hebrew letter says we need to look at what happened in the Old Testament, give heed to what God says to us, and the reason being God punished every transgression under the Old Testament. Well, if he punished those who were disobedient under the Old Testament, what about today? Can we learn anything from that? And the indication is we can learn the danger of transgression. The word transgression comes from two Latin words which mean to go across boundaries. God has set boundaries for our conduct. He said, these are things you can do, these are things you cannot do. If I want a perimeter set up in regard to what I can do and what I cannot do, then I need to look at 2 John 9, beginning. As I read through these verses, notice God has put the field up and put a fence around it, telling us what we can do and what we cannot do. Let's look at that particular passage. John says, "Whoso transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. But he that abideth in the doctrine of Christ hath both the Father and the Son. Many shall come unto me in that day and say, Lord, Lord." There'll be people come with doctrines that are not within the teaching of the boundaries. And so the Lord simply said, "Listen to the warning. Give heed to the warning. Every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. We cannot do more or less than God has told for us to do." An example that points this out very clearly is found in the book of Numbers, chapter 22. In this passage, there was a man named Balaam and a man named Balak. Balak was an enemy of God's people. Balaam was a prophet of God. Balaam, when he spoke good about the people of God, good occurred. But Balak began thinking, if I can get him to speak some bad things about God's people, then that's going to occur as well. And so he offered to him gold and silver if he would speak against the people of God. Look at the reply given by Balaam in Numbers chapter 22 and verse 18. Balaam says, "If Balak were to give me his house full of silver and of gold, I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord my God to do less or more. That is, I cannot be bought. Gold or silver is not going to change things. I have to abide in the doctrine of Christ. I cannot go beyond what God has said. I must respect his will." Now, with that thought in mind, do you get the idea that God has told us in warnings that are given not to do more or less than he has said? The Bible, then, is a vitally important book. When I pick up my Bible, I'm reading what God said I can do, and I'm also reading what God said I cannot do. There are lists in the Bible that tell us about the works of the flesh, and very clearly tell us if we follow those things, we can't go to heaven. But the contrast is given in that the fruit of the Spirit is described. And as we look at the description, the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, there are good things that a person can do. Sometimes people get the idea, well, God takes everything away from us that is good. No, friends, God never takes anything away from us that is good for us. He only takes away the things that are bad. And the warning is this: don't transgress. Don't go beyond doing more or less than God has authorized. That means it's vitally important that I know my Bible. It's vitally important that I study and read and find out what God wants me to do, what he doesn't want me to do, so that I can abide in the doctrine of Christ. My friends, one of the reasons we have so much religious division in our world today is the fact that people just do not know what God has authorized, and they do things that are without authority. In the Colossian letter, chapter 3 and verse 17, we read this: "Whatsoever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Can you see in that passage that anything I do must be authorized, done in the name of Christ? Therefore, I abide in the doctrine of Christ. The Bible clearly warns, do not transgress the law of God. We hope you'll be listening again tomorrow. We'll be studying from God's Word. We remind you, it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.